This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, item three, sporting goods. Let's say your kid needs shin guards for that soccer game in an hour. Chances are you have places in mind where you could go get them and pick up, I don't know, maybe those yoga pants you've been thinking about. If you do have such a place in mind, you better do it fast because some of those places are disappearing. Vestas Retail Group filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy today, and part of its restructuring includes closing a lot of the stores that it owns, a handful of Eastern Mountain sports locations, and here in the West, all 47 of its Sport Chalet stores. Those are cuts that are adding to what's been a lot of blood in the sporting goods market of late. Marketplace's Jed Kim has that one.
Like so many things, the struggles of the sporting goods industry can be related to the all-too-brief show Freaks and Geeks. In the show, the family business is, in fact, a sporting goods store. Here, the father pressures his daughter to use an encounter with the vice president to shill for the business, because...
We need help.
Mom, tell him to stop, please.
No, honey, this is serious. Those mega stores can offer discounts your father can't.
Consolation to that television family, the megastores have been having troubles all their own. The reason? Their own success.
You've got way too many stores selling too much similar product. Some of them need to go away.
Jeff Harbaugh is a consultant to small to middle market action sports stores. He says part of why Sports Chalet is closing is because it tried to offer too much. Skis, ping pong tables, and scuba gear.
I think it's really hard to do that and be 40 stores. I think maybe if you're 3 stores, you can do it, or if you're 100 stores, you can do it.
Even the biggest chains have been having trouble. Sports Authority filed for bankruptcy last month. John Horan publishes Sporting Goods Intelligence.
Retailing's the most Darwinian business there is. Eventually, somebody gets out there and becomes the most important retailer and becomes the gatekeeper to the consumer for the brand.
He says the likely winner in this will be Dick's Sporting Goods, which can snap up some of Sports Authority's leases. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.